Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday edition of our Community Corner here on KKWC. Pat Powers here with you as we get set for this week. And with me is Julie Tharp, who's with the Meals on Wheels organization. And Julie, a very good Tuesday morning to you.
Thank you, Pat.
Well, the reason why we have you on here today is talking about the history behind Meals on Wheels. It's been around here in Webster City for over 50 years. But you have a little history about the organization, don't you there, Julie?
Yes, I do. It has been around for 52 years. It was started, Bob Erickson actually is our president, and he was one of the original people to start the organization here in Webster City. Meals on Wheels also is a national organization, but we decided not to be a part of that just because there was a lot of hoops to jump and paperwork and so forth, and we thought it was better just to leave it a local organization and that seems to have worked pretty well over the years.
And the organization has done a lot of good through the years, there's Julie.
Yes, it has. There's a lot of people that are elderly, or maybe they have some disabilities, or they don't have family in town to help them out, and they can stay in their own home, but yet have a meal brought to them hot. And it comes Monday through Friday between the 11 and 12 o'clock hour. And it's prepared at Southfield Wellness Community. If they are interested in the program, they go through Hamilton County Public Health, and that's where they sign up for it. They kind of determine there how much they can afford. If they pay the full meal, it's $5.75, I think, a meal. And they determine how much they can afford. Right now, I think we have 8 out of our about 45 clients who get meals for free. It's kind of a sliding scale with the rest of them. So our funds kind of dwindle because we do provide a lot of meals at a lesser cost. As of last year, I think we had $47,000 in meals for the year. About half of that was paid, and half of it was from donations. And lucky for us, we have Jeannie Hill is our financial person, she has gotten us involved with a lot of grants. She's writing grants, and we've gotten quite a few donations that way, which has helped. But you know, when a lot of these meals are going out and they're not paid for, our funds get depleted pretty fast.
And that's why we have you on today, because there is a need right now there, Julie, for some funds from the public to help support Meals on Wheels for the years to come, especially in 2024 that's just around the corner, another month.
That's right. Yes, there is a need. And I know a lot of the people that I deliver every Monday. And the people that I see, you try to go in and give them a little cheer and visit with them a little bit, because mm-hmm. you may be the only person they see that day. And it's just, I can say I've become friends with a lot of them, and I enjoy seeing them, and it kind of makes me feel good, too, just doing something, positive and good for them. Sometimes I have a little treat that I kind of sneak in with their meal or something just to, give them a little cheer, but I don't know, I really get a real warm feeling from this. It's been a good thing for me to do in retirement.
There you go. Now, do we dare ask what kind of treat you give to these people?
it might be candy, or maybe I have some extra cookies, and so I sneak a cookie in, or maybe it's a little note sometimes. But that's me. Not everybody does that, but it's just, I don't know. I know one Christmas, I was delivering on Christmas Day, and my granddaughter and other grandma, we went out and delivered, and we had Santa hats on, and just something to make them cheer up and
sure.
and enjoy and have a little fun with it too.
And how appropriate we're doing this interview that's being aired today. Tuesday is known as Giving Tuesday. So Julie, how can people help support the work of Meals on Wheels? Again, as you say, we're in need of some funds to help this program be possible here in Webster City.
Exactly. Right now, usually this is the time of the year when we're coming to the end and people make donations for different things before mm-hmm. the year is over. And this would be, you know, something that would be greatly appreciated. Kathy Jostin happens to be our Secretary Treasurer, and if you wanted to make a donation to Meals on Wheels, that's who you would send it to. I should have had this in front of me, but I know she lives on Webster Street. And anyway.
Rosalie, could call you to find the address there, Julie, if you want no more.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The number is 515-835-2188. Or they can call Kathy, and her number is 515-297-2527. Or I found her address. She lives at 940 Webster Street. So, you know, checks can be made out to Meals on Wheels and sent to her there.
Mm-hmm.
Another plug I have is I'm the person that's in charge of all the drivers. And so I train drivers and kind of show them around and how we do things. And and that's another thing that we can use, too. It's a volunteer deal. You're not going to get paid for it. But if you're looking for something to do, this is a great thing. And that's how I started, was just as a substitute. And, you know, I didn't really get called all that much in the beginning, but once you start doing it, you get called more. And then routes open up that need drivers, and so that's kind of how this all started. So I just get a lot of enjoyment out of doing this and helping people. So.
So if people want to send their checks, send them to Meals on Wheels at 935 Webster Street in Webster City. 940 Webster Street. And Kathy Jostin will take care of the checks and help support the work of Meals on Wheels to get more food and also teach drivers how to make those deliveries and so on and so forth. But you don't have a website, do you, there?
No, we don't. That's something we talked about doing, and we just never gotten that accomplished, and it's probably something we should.
Yeah. But right now, money is important, so be sure and help out this very worthwhile cause. Meals on Wheels at 940 Webster Street, Webster City, 50595. Make your checks payable to Meals on Wheels in Webster City and go from there.
Sounds good, Pat. Thank you very much.
All right. Julie Thorpe, my guest on the Community Corner on KKWC. Thanks for joining us.